When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Speaking of being really impressed, Dominic Szoboszlai, what a man.
Sick. Good. He's the heartbeat, man. He, like, genuinely is. I've said it already before this season. I didn't know much about him. Didn't know what he was going to do. Didn't know what he was going to offer. You know, I always say right now, the availability is the best form of trait or character trait that a player can have for us in that midfield engine room. But for me, he runs that midfield.
Yeah.
He absolutely bosses it every single time that he's played for us so far this season. Touch wood, we keep that lad fit and we're able to get him on the pitch more games than we're not. And Liverpool have got someone that you can build that midfield around. He can be that ever-present. He can literally be that guy that drives that team forward in terms of everything can be front-footed. The intention can be, let's play the ball forward, let's get on the front foot. And he kind of sets that tone for me. I think, obviously, I know that we're very, very early into the midfield rebuild. Forget about the 2.0 aspect of it, but the midfield rebuild is in its very early iterations of what Klopp is trying to do, and there are still going to be levels that these lads will grow into, obviously introducing new players as well. It will still take time, and it is very much a work in progress. I said I would reserve all judgments until I had seen us play 10 games with the right midfield, really, before I could say for definite, you know, are we even going to be title contenders or challengers? And you might get those 10 games, you might not have the points on the board, but you think, okay, I can work with that. Mm. There's going to be something for the next couple of seasons. But already, he's proven to me that he is going to be the linchpin and my heartbeat to what Jurgen Klopp wants from that midfield engine room going forward. And that's a very good sign, because I look at it and think, you've got every tool in your locker, really, and it's only a matter of time before everything just becomes second nature to you. Once you know how everybody plays, once you know how the system works inside out, like the back of your hand, once you're comfortable, and he's probably still not even put all of his pictures up in the house or anything yet, you know what I mean, but he is still proving to be one of the most important players for Liverpool so far this season. And that's crazy, because we've still got ever presence from seasons gone by that you think are still the most important players, yet he's managed to find himself this position and he's owning it. He doesn't look like he's scared of the shirt, and not even like the number on the back of the shirt, the actual shirt. Nothing seems to faze him. There was a moment where it's on the left hand side, because he popped up all over the pitch, but there was a moment where he's, again, it's a nothing moment, mate, honestly, but it's just a player runs to close him down. It's just a little 1-2, he gets the ball back, and then he's just a little with his hand, does it say calm?
Yeah.
I like, for me, it's that level of swagger that I like to see in him, because he's so assured in what he does. He doesn't look flustered or fazed by anything when it happens, and like, the pitch is his second home in that respect. And we haven't had that type of player under Klopp in midfield, if I'm right in saying anything. Maybe Thiago, but Thiago's probably the other side of the you know, you're at the top of your hill.
Yeah.
Thiago's just slowly coming down, is it, where Dom's not even at the top of his yet.
No.
And he has all those qualities. He's frightening. It's frightening how good he could be for us. But I think you can't understate his importance in the here and now as well.
No, number?
What have we gone for so far? We've got, did you say 7.5?
We've topped out at 8.
We've topped out at 8.
Yeah.
It's another 7.5 for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not gonna give him the full 8 today. I think it wasn't his best Liverpool performance by any stretch, but it was solid enough. I can't fault it in any way, shape or form. So I'm going to go 7.5.
Okay. I've said it all season with Szoboszlai. I think I've been really shocked by what we're getting from him. I knew he had bags and bags of quality. I knew that. And I thought we'd
see... Did you expect the engine?
No. Because I thought we'd see more flashy standout moments. Yeah. Like the worldy goals. Obviously he scores one against Bournemouth the other week. That's one of those moments.
Yeah.
But I thought we'd see more of that. Or more of attempts at that, at least. He might not score every week, but we just see him trying.
He's
more
playing
stuff.
A little within himself still, isn't he?
Yeah, possibly. We are scratching the surface with what he's capable of. And that's what's so exciting, because he still finds his feet, really, as a Liverpool player. And yet still, we're talking about him in glowing terms, week in, week out. And as you say, it's the engine he's got. Did not see that coming. Did not think he had that in him. It's his work rate, his desire, his defensive acumen. He's got the absolute lot. And those last few things I mentioned, I didn't know about. I didn't know. I knew in sort of...
You'd have to watch him week in, week out to see them qualities.
Even the people I spoke to, like I spoke to ex-teammates of his, commentators in the Bundesliga, we've watched him week in, week out, and they spoke about his qualities and sort of what he could do in the final third and all that
stuff. On the ball.
Yeah. And not even then. Made a reference to this, and I don't know where it's come from, is kind of what I'm alluding to it. I wonder whether he's got to Liverpool and he's working under Jurgen Klopp and he's got the number 8 shirt at Liverpool and he's gone, well, fucking hell, this is it. You know what I mean?
Like, I know where I've got to be.
Well, yeah, literally, and he's taken his own game to a whole new level. Yeah. Maybe
that might have been the best decision we could have did, give him that shirt.
Yeah,
and but
quite possibly, yeah, because honest to God, I don't know where this has come from. Now, avid watchers of Szoboszlai, Hungary, whoever, might say, well, he's been doing that forever and fine. But I don't recall one person, I must have been 5 or 6 people who know him, one of his ex-managers. They spoke about his work ethic in terms of his training and his desire to get better and improve day in, day out, and the fact he would stick around after training, all that type of good stuff. He had loads of good stuff. But it was always about, in terms of actual performance, like I say, what he could do in the final third and his technique and the way he strikes a ball.
We've seen 5% of that.
And we haven't seen anywhere near any. And what we talk about in better terms week in, week out, is how much hard work he puts in and his leadership qualities and his endeavour and all. And the fact that's what we're sort of making the headlines right now and not just how bossy is at footy, it's frightening.
And this is what's funny about football and football fans. Those last three qualities that you just mentioned, Jordan Henderson had them in abundance.
Yeah.
He had those qualities in abundance as well. And a lot, not even large portions of Liverpool fans, just online fans in general, we're quick to say it's not enough. The thing that Szoboszlai's got in it, and I get it, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that they're completely wrong in saying that. The thing that Szoboszlai's got on top of that is obviously he's got the years and in the energy in his legs, but he's also got the other things in his locker, the technical ability that I don't even think Jordan Henderson at his best really can go toe-to-toe for him. Maybe one season, that 13-14 season will always stand out as like, wow, Jordan Henderson was on smoke that season.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Maybe. But for me, it's not even about seasons with Henderson. It's about he had moments within games, whereby he would have that quality, but sort of week in, week out, he just didn't. So Szoboszlai's levels are above Henderson's, and that's not a mad thing to say.
No,
it just is.
You know what I mean?
Henderson, in terms of a captain for Liverpool, was outstanding,
great,
by the way.
Great leadership, great endeavour, great desire.
In terms of football, we're talking different games.
Different games, completely different. You know, Henderson was playing checkers and Szoboszlai's playing chess.
Yeah.
And he's a grandmaster. you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's the levels we're operating with. And it's brilliant business from Liverpool, because I did not expect us to be able... We clamoured. We literally send the boys, the girls, everybody round to Bellingham's house to be like, come join Liverpool. You know what I mean? Everybody had banked big money that he was going to come and he was the messiah and he was the next prodigal son to come and don the Liverpool 8. Mm. And there's this other gem. And I love, like, obviously it's still very early days, we can get carried away, but if he goes on to have a glittering career for Liverpool, I love those type of stories where he wasn't everybody's guy, but he was Klopp's guy, and Klopp's made it work.
We've made a very, very impressive habit out of not getting our top target, and the second one turned out to be
the
world class.
Yeah,
so I have no issue with that. I've never even heard
it. It's like, all right, this is the best analogy I can give. Will Smith was offered the role of Neo in The Matrix before Keanu Reeves got it. If Will Smith does The Matrix isn't the same Matrix that we got. Mm. We got The Matrix because Keanu Reeves played Neo. Is that situation is what we're watching right
My
now.
My reference isn't quite as cool as that.
Okay,
but David Jason wasn't the original guy for Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses. They tried to give it to somebody else who ended up playing a different character in Only Fools and Horses. One, the policeman. That's nowhere near as cool as what I think you said, but it remains true.
It remains true. And that's it.
Dominic Szoboszlai is just phenomenal.
We told you we'd wax lyrical about
Absolutely
him. You got it.
Phenomenal.
You got it.
Never even heard of Jude Bellingham. Don't know what you're talking about.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.